Sue published in a wide range of magazines and anthologies. Sue's poem, Elizabeth Cromwell Dreams of Silk, was first published in the magazine Brittle Star. The reader is Sandra Burney.
Elizabeth Cromwell chops off the head of the silver-bellied eel, brought wriggling by the steward, glaive marks still suppurating on its glossy back. Fresh from the waters of the Cam at Dimmock's Cote, an eel pointing westwards, readying to return to the spawning grounds of the Sargasso Sea, to die there as the sea thickens with leptocephali which journey eastwards, their growth marking the different waters. Glass eels, elvers, yellow eels, silver. Elizabeth Cromwell considers Oliver's ascendancy. Farmer, lover, husband, father, general, Lord Protector, king in all but name. She remembers Charles that day, his fine lawn shirt, elegant breeches, all stained, all ruined. She smooths her gown of sober grey and dreams of a dress that shimmers like frosted grass in a fen breeze. Gut the eels, dry well with a cloth. To four good eels allow 1 pint of oysters. Season with salt, pepper, nutmeg and large mace. Put 1/2 pound of butter into the pie crust. Also 1/2 lemon sliced. So bake it. Take the yolk of 2 eggs, anchovies dissolved in white wine. Mix and drain into the pie. As her daydreaming fingers flute the pie crust, how can she know of the restoration? How can she know that beloved head cradled, troubled so often in her generous lap, will be exhumed, called traitor, displayed stinking at Tyburn, until one stormy night on a high tide it disappears and passes for 300 years among the faithful to be reburied with wisdom the year that I am born?